You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 247, An Interview with the Devil, Part 2. Thank you for tuning in. Today we continue our discussion on the book Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. We are speaking today about establishing a definite purpose in life. This is one of the most powerful ways to outwit the devil. People who have a definite purpose are the non-drifters. They are the great minority on this planet. The devil is always working hard to keep you from becoming one of these people who cannot be tricked into following the crowd. So today we will look at what makes up a drifter and a non-drifter and what that really means. But before we get into this, we must discuss the tools that the devil uses to convert human beings into his propagandists in order to lure them into self-imprisonment. The devil says to Napoleon Hill that this part of his confession will do him more harm than any other part of it, meaning sharing this information will harm the devil more than any other part of this confession. So he truly did not want to divulge these secrets, but being in the situation that he was forced to tell it all. So here it goes. We are taking this confession from page 111 in the book Outwitting the Devil. This is where you'll find this list that I'm going to go over. The first thing the devil says is that he makes his first entry into an individual's mind by bribing him. Remember, all of these bribes will cause you to imprison yourself. So listen closely. He says he uses for bribes the things that people want most. And here is a list of his best bribes. First is love, because everyone wants to be loved or be in love. Then second is the thirst for sex, of which he says on page 113 that sex destroys more men than all other methods combined. You need to hear this. Third is the greed for money. Fourth is the obsessive desire to gain something for nothing. Fifth is vanity in women and egotism in men. Sixth is the desire to be the master of others. And that's deep because a lot of people are sick with this one. Seventh is the desire for intoxication and narcotics. Eighth is the desire for self-expression through words or deeds. And we see this all over social media. Ninth is the desire to imitate others. Tenth is the desire to live after death so they can sell you things that promise you immortality. 11th is the desire to be a hero or a heroine. And 12th is the desire for physical food. And this becomes a tool in countries and places where they starve the people. The devil says these are his best bribes. So obviously, there are many more, but these get the best results for him. Now, it's important for you to understand how the devil works in order to take over your mind. He says that these bribes are used to enter into the mind of any human being at will at any age, from birth to death. Napoleon Hill then asks, what happens when you enter the mind of a person who is not yet in the habit of drifting, but belongs to the 98% of potential drifters? The devil answers, I go to work immediately to occupy as much of that person's mind as I can master. If the individual's greatest weakness is the desire for money, I begin to dangle coins before him, figuratively speaking. I intensify his desire and induce him to go after money. Then when he gets near it, I snatch it away. He says this is an old trick of his. He goes on to say that he repeats it a few times until the person gives up. And then he begins to fill his mind with the fear of poverty. This is a way of controlling more of this person's mind and coaxing them to become more deceitful and trying to get money. Now, I want to share this part of the interview as well. Napoleon Hill says to the devil, "I am beginning to think that wealth is more dangerous than poverty." The devil answers and says, "That altogether depends on who has the wealth and how it was acquired." Then Hill says, "What has the manner in which money is acquired to do with its being a blessing or a curse?" And the devil answers, "Everything." If you don't believe me, take a look at those who acquire large amounts of money quickly, without time to get wisdom along with it, and observe how they use their money. So we all can attest to this for ourselves. We see this from lottery winners to ball players and so on. They tend to find themselves back in their old conditions within a few years if they don't acquire the wisdom needed to protect their newfound wealth. Okay, so let's move on to the drifters and non-drifters. Napoleon Hill says, "I see that you lure people through their natural desires by slipping your deadly poison into the object of their desire. But it seems that you cannot induce a non-drifter to help you gain control of their mind by baiting them with your bribes. Is that correct?" The devil answers, "That is exactly correct," he says. "I can and I do interest non-drifters in my bribes because I use for the purpose of bribery the things all people naturally desire. But the non-drifter resembles a fish that steals the bait from your hook but refuses to take the hook. The non-drifter takes from life whatever he wants, but he takes it on his own terms. As opposed to the drifter, who takes whatever he can get, but he usually pays a big price for it in one way or another." Now, the devil gives us an example of this. He says the drifter goes to the pawn shop and hawks his watch and pays a suicidal rate of interest for his loan. The drifter always gets something they don't want when they get something they want. Now, this is something you need to watch for. So let's talk a little bit more about a drifter. We're going to describe what a drifter is. Now, the devil says that he has no control over the non-drifter. And he says that there are about 2% of these people on the planet. He controls the other 98% that he calls the drifters. The devil says these people are weak. They will not stand up for themselves, even if their lives depended on it. He controls them through their fears, and they do not know how to think for themselves. They follow the crowd and do what they are told. They all become his propagandists. The devil says that he uses the drifters to help him take over the world and the minds of others because he controls their bodies and minds. You can read more about this on page 113 in the book Outwitting the Devil. Okay, so now I will share some of the attributes of a drifter as described by the devil on page 92 of that same book. He says that the first thing you will notice about a drifter is that they will lack any major purpose in their life. They lack self-confidence. They will never accomplish anything that requires thought or effort. They spend all they earn and create lots of debt for themselves. They often are sick and ailing from something. They have little or no imagination. They will lack enthusiasm and initiative to begin anything that is not forced upon them. They will be ill-tempered and lack control over their emotions. For example, having lots of anger issues. Their personality will lack magnetism and it will not attract others to them. They will have opinions on everything, but accurate knowledge about nothing. They will make the same mistakes over and over again, never learning from their experiences. They will be narrow-minded and intolerant on all subjects, ready to crucify anyone who disagrees with them. And the list continues. But this gives you a good idea of why you do not want to be a drifter. So now let's look at the attributes of a non-drifter. The devil says that the first sign of a non-drifter is that they will always be engaged in doing something purposeful or definite through some well-organized plan. They have major goals in life in which they are always working to accomplish. A non-drifter has a peculiar tone of voice with a quickness in their step. Their eyes seem to sparkle and they can make decisions quickly. This is because they know exactly what they want out of life. They will pursue their goals no matter how long it takes or whatever price it costs. They are committed to their dreams and have a definite purpose in life. If you ask them a question, they will give you a direct answer, never evading the question or resorting to subterfuge. And subterfuge means deceit used in order to achieve one's goal. This is exactly what we see politicians do all the time. Now, non-drifters are an inspiration to all who come in contact with their minds. They give to others freely, looking for nothing in return. And the most distinguishing feature of a non-drifter is they use their own mind and they do not follow the crowd. Now, after receiving these answers and many more, Napoleon Hill asked the devil, "What is the message that you would give to the drifter if they wish to cure themselves of drifting?" And the devil answers, "I would admonish them to wake up and give." Now, Hill said, "Give what?" And the answer was, "Give some form of useful service to as many people as possible. This will begin to cure them of drifting." Because you see, drifters are inherently selfish. They are less likely to be on the giving side of any equation. Truly giving without ulterior motives attached. So all drifters are being admonished to give some form of service to humanity, where they are not expecting anything in return. The devil says that the drifter must learn to give before they can receive. And remember that he says 98% of the planet are drifters. So let's make him a liar. Decide to become a non-drifter and let's transform this world. We'll discuss more about how to become a non-drifter in our next episode of An Interview with the Devil. Thank you for taking the time to tune in. Please share this episode with someone it will resonate with. Until our next show, be loved, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.